Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. News outlets are in court this afternoon trying to gain access to details of sealed documents that contain evidence that led the FBI to carry out a highly unusual search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. And in a rare alliance, Trump's siding with the media on this one. NPR's Greg Allen says the affidavit is the subject of a hearing in Florida this afternoon.
Media organizations are asking Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart to unseal all documents related to the search last week. Federal agents removed multiple boxes of presidential records from Mar-a-Lago, including 11 sets of classified documents. Justice Department attorneys say unsealing the search warrant affidavit would, quote, irreparably harm the government's ongoing criminal investigation. The government agreed earlier to unseal the search warrant and a list of items seized, but the affidavit, the Justice Department lawyers say, contains critically important information, including about witnesses interviewed. Unsealing it, they say, would disclose, quote, a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
CNN's canceling its Sunday media Ferris show Reliable Sources, and host Brian Stelter is departing the network, Stelter revealing that to NPR. In a statement to this network, Stelter says he's grateful for the show and his team's examination of, quote, the media, truth, and the stories that shape our world. The U.S. has more cases of monkeypox than any other country in the world, more than 13,000 and counting. NPR's Ping Wong reports the White House is upping up its efforts to get vaccines to vulnerable groups.
The White House is launching a program to bring monkeypox vaccines to pride festivals and other events where they can reach the gay, bisexual, and queer communities at highest risk for getting the virus. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, says states will be able to order additional doses of vaccine to give out at select events.
While we are offering the vaccine at these events to those at high risk, this is a two-dose vaccine series, and receiving the vaccine at these events will not provide protection at the event itself.
A second dose of the vaccine is needed about a month later. Full protection kicks in around 2 weeks after the second dose. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Less than 3 months away from general elections, a new NPR Ipsos poll reveals overall support for immigrants has fallen. About half of Americans appear to believe the U.S. is experiencing an invasion at the southern U.S. border. And as NPR's Joel Rose reports, most hold negative views about immigrants, even though advocates say most new arrivals are simply looking for jobs and generally more security.
We found that large numbers of Americans hold, a wide variety of misconceptions about immigrants, greatly exaggerating their role in smuggling illegal drugs into the U.S., for example. Also, how likely immigrants are to use public benefits or to commit crimes. And we found that Republicans are more likely to hold these negative views of immigrants.
This is NPR. The United Nations reports that more than 40 people have been killed in flash flooding in Afghanistan. The country, as well as neighboring Pakistan, has experienced weeks of unusually heavy downpours since the rainy season began in mid-June. NPR's Zia Hadid is following events from Islamabad.
Pakistan and Afghanistan are among the world's most vulnerable countries to the impacts of climate change. And in those countries, it's the poorest who pay the highest price, even though their carbon emissions are minuscule. In Afghanistan, the UN said they were trying to get emergency shelters and other aid to those hit by flooding. Hundreds have lost their homes. The rain deepens the misery for many Afghans who are struggling through a hunger crisis. Around half the population needs food aid just to get by. In Pakistan, authorities say nearly 650 people have died in rain-related incidents since mid-June. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Secretary General of the United Nations cautions that the only way out of a global food crisis is to ensure full global access to food and other goods from Ukraine and Russia. Antonio Guterres met with the heads of Turkey and Ukraine in Lviv today. He expressed, or rather pressed, Ukraine and Russia to display a, quote, spirit of compromise to ensure that the deal the UN and Turkey brokered, through which Russian occupiers agreed to lift restrictions on the flow of Ukrainian grain, does not collapse. Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 89 points. You're listening to NPR News.